Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to Matt and Tiger BLS on the College Dropout. Matt, and to my left is the recovering, almost dead, one foot out of the grave, Tiger Taylor. What's going on, buddy?
I feel 1 foot out of the grave. It has been a struggle, my friend. It has been a rough week. Migraines. I've never had migraines before, ever in my life. And I just started getting them. And now I couldn't get rid of it. I went to the doctor, to the urgent care, 2 days in a row. I spent 4 hours there each time. And I am on a slew of medication, my friend. But you know what? Every day's a walk of progress. I'm blessed to be here.
That's a great story. Anyways, let's move on. Let's quit talking about Tiger. Too much attention on him. So we hope you're growing every day. Here at Matt and Tiger BLS, we want to say thank you so much for listening to our pathetic show.
Hold on. We want you growing, but don't outgrow us. Don't grow faster than us. Because your success means my demise. So the more you're succeeding, the worse I'm doing in my eyes.
Jeez. So, of course, we hope that you are having a wonderful day. And if you don't mind, please take 5 minutes out of your day, find us on iTunes, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and let us know. Rate, review us, positive or negative.
It only takes five minutes.
That's
if you're a slow typer. And if I know you're not a slow typer.
No, I'm pretty quick. Pretty quick and everything.
So today
we're talking about your airness. The number 23, MJ, Michael Jordan, and his top 10 personal success.
Let me interject here with you for a moment. Did you see my book that I put on Snapchat recently, Michael Jordan Driven Within, the book I have of his?
I did. His birthday was this week, so I kind of wanted to talk about him and talk about you, because you two go together like peanut butter and jelly. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about number one.
I knew him personally. I knew him personally.
Grew up together. Grew up on the same block. I showed him how to shoot a three and push off.
I showed him fadeaway, and once he mastered it, I said, you know what, if you just let your hand linger there in the air, your hand and your arm linger, Jay, I think you're onto something.
Jay, because you're so close, you just have one letter. His name is Jay.
Mm-hmm. The shorter your nickname you get, the better friend you are.
Is that why I don't have a nickname or a name to you? I'm just a blank. Anyways, so number one is keep working hard. Now, to me, this means every day is, it's just that. Work hard. He said every day he was the first person there and he was the last person to leave. That goes hand in hand of what we say is we outwork the sun. We're up before the sun. We go to sleep after the sun has went down. Be the first one there and the last one to leave and put in the work.
You know what? What my buddy Matt Waits once told me, 80% of success is just showing up.
Just show up. Number two is have a fire. To me, it's to compete not with others, because I get lost in that competition, but I compete with myself, and that's what drives me. That's what gives me that fire. What about you, Tiger?
Ooh, I like it, too. I compete with myself, not so much with others. I've never really been the competitive type. I wasn't super competitive in high school, not super competitive as an adult against others, but in business and with myself, I'm ultra competitive.
That's wonderful. Now, number three is be different. Be different. I say just be yourself, and that's different enough. Each one of us is cutting from a cloth of a different fabric. So just be yourself.
Yeah, you know, I heard someone talk. So it says, I want to be better than good, then be different. That was the advice. Mm-hmm. I want to be better than good, then be different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Be better than good, but be different. Now, number four is fail your way to success. To me, failing is not the end. The true failure is giving up. So once you fail, to me, that's just a lesson learned not to do it again, not to repeat the failure.
Sure, hopefully you're learning.
Yes.
From your failure, hopefully you're not a victim.
Mm-hmm. Not a victim. Number five is expectations. Have high expectations of yourself. Set goals. Always improve. Not just one skill, but many skills. Health, wealth, love, and happiness. If you try to perfect those four skills in your life, you will be awesome. Absolutely fantastic.
Now, that's one thing. Again, take what you like from someone. Forget the rest. Ty Lopez is absolutely 100% correct when he says the four pillars to life, to the good life, are health, wealth, love, and happiness. Those of you who listen, who may listen to Ty and listen to us, will say, well, you guys are just stealing this thing. We're not stealing this thing. We're telling you. He's 100% right in that aspect. It is all about health, wealth, love, and happiness. I believe in that order.
Oh, in that order. Okay. Now, number six, think and be positive. It's simple to me, because if you're positive, positive things will come to you. If you, whatever comes out of your mouth will come true. If you speak positive, you will become positive. Now, if you speak negative, everything around you and even yourself will become negative, and negative things will happen to you. So be positive.
Of negative thought. But I believe if negative talk to himself, he talks down to himself. So that is one
right,
thing that I think might
that
really learn. Yes, I you should hear us before we go live. I am just berating him about anything and everything. Stuff I'm bringing up stuff that happened in 2007. But so Matt suffers from that. He talks openly on podcasts about it. That is one of his major shortcomings, is self-talk. But I believe that you can sum up this one with a belief. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have that championship mindset. You have to cultivate a champion mindset, as Lewis Howell said. But you have to be like Muhammad Ali, Conor McGregor, Floyd Money Mayweather Jr., Michael Jordan, since today's show is about him, his rules. You have to believe. The minute you touch the ball, when you touch the rock, you know you're driving it home and you're getting a minimum of 2 points on the board. You have to believe it before you can achieve it.
Love it. So number seven and number four go hand in hand together. It says, be who you were meant to be. Now, to me, that just means to be you. Find out what you love. Just be you. Be who you're meant to be. What you are meant to be, you are now becoming by the things that you do.
Sure. Yeah. Love yourself. Know your flaws. Know your strengths. Love yourself. Accept yourself for your strengths and your flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And grow as a person. Grow as a human being.
Yes. Yes. Number eight, not at all. Have a vision. We always talk about having a vision. If you have a vision, in that vision, you have to see what you want, where you want to be, where you want to go, how much money you want to have. Because if you don't have that vision, you'll just drift along and take any road that you want. Create a vision. Find somebody that you like. Model them and just change your career.
Matt loves Jim Rohn. That is Matt's go-to guy. When Matt says, where do I want to be in 20 years? It was Jim Rohn.
Yeah, or Tiger Taylor, but Jim Rohn's, yeah.
Well, give him a more approach, more of a reachable goal for you.
Hey, buddy, your acoustics are just amazing wherever you are. It sounds perfect.
Is it bad?
Yeah. So, number 9 is stop making excuses. Now, this really gets on to me. Let me get on my soapbox for a minute. You are not where you want to be in life because of him or her or your family or your grandma or your friends. You are where you are because of you. Stop blaming Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and Tom.
Well, is that true? Is that true?
Yes.
Because you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. And if you're spending time with losers with no goals, you're going to become a loser with no goals.
Right. So you can control it. Have control of yourself. Stop making excuses. All right, Tiger, go ahead.
Well, that's it. I just believe that you got to be accountable. Be accountable to yourself. You know, take responsibility for your own actions. That's something I learned as a child. We used to have that as the Sequoia Creed, Sequoia Elementary, the elementary school I went to. In the Sequoia Creed, we would say, I'm responsible for my own actions.
Hmm. Deep.
So we're...
You are. Now, his number 10 is practice. He said that he would practice like it was a game. In each practice, he would practice like it was a game, life or death. Now, to me, practice, I tell you all the time, practice does not make perfect. It makes progress, and progress makes perfection. So practice.
Well, he says he practiced like it was a game. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, he practiced like it was a game. I was doing some studies and research today.
Your uncle, did you tell me, you think this is a game? You think this is a game? And he's talking about life. You think this is a game?
Right.
And then he barked at you and I for like 45 minutes straight.
So he told me, no, I was doing some research today, and he said he goes out and plays his ass off because he doesn't know who's in the stands for the first time or their last time watching. That's why he goes out and plays so hard.
Yeah, now I've heard that. He said he wanted everyone to get the experience, the Jordan experience.
Right. So that does it for me. I have one last thought. To me, it's all mental, baby. Just control your thoughts and you can control your outcome.
Yeah, that's one of my big things. You control your thoughts, you control your life. But that is a lot easier said than done. You have to work at it. It will not come easy, but you're a fighter. Matt's not, but you are. And you can achieve it. Just remember, you control your thoughts, you control your life.
Hmm.
Easier said than done, but when you get it down, your life will change.
Exactly. You can control anything. You are the writer of your own destiny. You can control the people that you hang out with, who you're with right now, to your income, to where you want to be in life. It's all up to you. Tiger, is there anything else, buddy? I know it's your son's birthday party today, and I hear some people in the background. You might need to go.
Yeah, I was hiding, and he said my acoustics were bad. So I came back into the room, so it's a little bit more loud. But, yeah, that's it for me, man. Just control your thoughts.
All right, buddy.
Be careful who you hang out with. Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time.
So I'm going to end this with a quote. It says, from MJ, it says, to learn to succeed, you must first learn to fail. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, I'm the college dropout Matthew and my almost dead Tiger Taylor. Good night, everyone.
Oh, hey, guys,
wonderful weekend.
Remember.
Yeah.
Guys, before we go, remember, BLS stands for Believe, Learn, and Succeed. Have a good one, guys.
You heard him.